and a few bedroom suites remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Well, I was going to play Discount Dracula here, but I can't now because we don't have time.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
I agree, but Rusty's on the line with a traffic update.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Hey, man, what you got?
I don't want to be Chicken Little, but the sky is falling. If you're out here on the interstate doing more than about 40, you're asking for trouble. I'm doing all about 35. It's just really wet, ugly, and bad. So slow down.
Rusty, your phone is breaking up, but we got the message. Thank you. I was just behind the building, and it's raining steadily here, but traffic, at least behind our building between Eastern Boulevard and Perry Hill, was moving and behaving.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice, because this is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back.
This is the day to get the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is today. They gonna miss us today. You gonna miss us today.
Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more. All by licensed local pros. Backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required. Typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today saying Turkish attacks in Syria must end.
Turkey's escalation of hostilities with the Syrian Kurdish partners who've helped the United States fight terrorism is completely and totally unacceptable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump unleashed an escalation of chaos and insecurity in Syria by pulling U.S. troops out of the region. A White House advisor tells lawmakers she was instructed by John Bolton to report on activities in Ukraine by President Trump's personal attorney. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was reportedly so alarmed at a back-channel effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate President Trump's political rivals that he told Fiona Hill, the president's former top Russia advisor, to report it to White House lawyers.
Giuliani says he won't comply with congressional subpoenas about his actions in Ukraine.
Good.
America is listening to Fox News.
Rudy, tell them all to screw off.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
This afternoon, we're supposed to have a guest on Happy Hour named Kirk McLaughlin, who went to the President Trump rally in Minneapolis, and he gave us the version of events that really happened there and said it was amazing. He said half the people there were Democrats that are for Trump. And when we talked to Brandt, as the economic news continues to just steam up. Where's this recession? Do you remember that? They had convinced a large part of America, hey, we're in a recession because the news said so. And it was total crap. This is scary stuff that the infestation in government, both elected and those that have been appointed, is so sick that they're making it their business to undo a duly elected president. And we're going to elect him again in 2020. Then what? You're going to start rioting? What are you going to do? What kind of a country do you want to live in? I want to ask them all that. You know, there's nothing in the Constitution about, I want to vote for somebody that I like. I like the result. It is 5:07. Infusion, cryoandlaser.com can be the web address that delivers some amazing changes to your life. Whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, whether you're feeling a little bit sluggish, IV vitamin therapy can pick you up immediately in one session. Because when you, I'm not saying you shouldn't take vitamins, but your digestive system is kind of finicky about what it absorbs and what it doesn't. Only a small fraction of what you ingest actually makes it into your bloodstream. With IV vitamin therapy, it goes right in. Rich Thomas, big believer. And with the crazy hours he works, it helps. Me too. They have one called Myers Cocktail, which is great all-purpose IV vitamin therapy. But they have them tweaked for building up your immune system, vitamin C, and also to help those of you who are trying to lose weight, metabolism boosters, right into the bloodstream. Cryotherapy, the original and great energizer that gets your body to pump the blood to where it needs to go to accelerate healing, to build your energy, and so many others. I'm going to do the red light room, that's Juve Therapy, this Saturday. And I can't wait to try it out because everybody that's done that says it's incredibly stimulating and it's great for the skin. And this is all awaiting for you at the one place where all these state-of-the-art technologies that can help your body and your life. Infusion, 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori or Allison and about what might work best for you, or just arrange a consultation. That's 296-1662, or browse the lineup at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
This is Montgomery's Skywatch traffic. Well, we have some slowdowns on I-85 inbound and outbound from the I-65 interchange through downtown Montgomery. It is just busy traffic, and the rain going on this afternoon has caused a little bit of a slowdown. 65 northbound to Birmingham. A lot of traffic heading out of downtown up that way this afternoon. The Boulevard, very heavy, especially Eastern Boulevard and Troy Highway all the way down past Baptist to 331. It's just heavy in pockets all along there. Drive carefully this afternoon. Don't be our next accident. And by the way, smile, because you're on your way home. Learn ballet and take classes at Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There is so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're on the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 award for information leading to an arrest in the kidnapping case involving 3-year-old Camille McKinney. McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party in Birmingham this past Saturday. Birmingham police have two people of interest in custody. Plus, in Montgomery, provisional ballots are being counted and certified today by the Board of Registrar's Office in hopes to determine the winner of the City Council District 3 race. Incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marsha Johnson each took 50% of the vote. Larkin is in the lead by 8 votes. And in tonight's City Council meeting in Montgomery, 2 popular topics are being discussed: an ordinance for panhandling and a funding agreement between the City of Montgomery and the Montgomery County Community District for Whitewater Park. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain, and this is great news in the middle of a drought. Periods of rain and maybe a couple of thunderstorms continues in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers would be mainly morning and midday. Then the strong cold front moves through. Breezy, cooler later. Jacket weather returning Wednesday and Thursday night with low temperatures in the upper 40s. Thursday's high 72. Risk of more showers over the upcoming weekend as we watch the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hope you'll really like.
That's right. Who doesn't like to hear about money, especially when the news is good? So let's talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. You're going to be so proud, Brent.
I came in
today. I checked the Dow and the S&P, and I told the listeners that they had substantial gains, and I said, I'll bet the earnings reports that Brent referenced yesterday were good because this is a pretty significant boost. And then Fox Business came on a little bit later and said, thanks to good earnings reports. So yeah. I felt like I was smart momentarily.
No, the
rest of the show's been a dismal failure, but that part...
That is not true.
But that part, I was excited about that. So tell us, follow up with what we discussed yesterday for starters, please.
Well, no. I mean, listen, it's nice to have something else to talk about other than this, you know, China trade deal, right? I mean, so, yeah, this is what has sort of captured the headlines in terms of, you know, financial markets all day long. It's just been a slew of earnings reports. And it's been great, not just from, like, one sector. You know, we got kicked things off with some financial service companies. You know, you saw J.P. Morgan Chase, who really had pretty nice numbers, but then you go into United Healthcare, an insurance company, and Johnson & Johnson, you know, which is a consumer products company and also involved in healthcare. Several different sectors, all of these companies had really nice earnings, and it caught everyone by surprise. So that was a nice thing to see. That led the averages higher, and you know, all of those companies are part of the Dow Jones, also pretty heavily weighted in the S&P 500, which is good. And then we're getting good reports out of United Airlines, which is a transportation company, which is nice to see and hear. And then tomorrow, you know, we go right in with Netflix, I think, and who else we got? I think IBM, Bank of America, several more big ones. And it's going to go like this every day, you know, for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
You mentioned Netflix. I just got my daily email from them. Suggestions for Greg. Now they want me, they're suggesting Frasier. That's a good show. Friends, which I forget it. Cheers. And something called Designated Survivor. Ooh. Just thought I'd mention that since you were mentioning Netflix.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So, you know, the tone was great. I mean, it really was. And so, and then, too, I think, when you know, like I've been saying, you know, you want to listen to the conference calls. If you can't listen to those calls, you can sometimes go on and just read the transcripts for anyone who likes doing that sort of thing. You don't have to read the entire transcript, but if you can find sort of quotations or, you know, particularly in the first part of the call from the CEO, in this case, you talk about JP Morgan with Jamie Dimon, you know, and he said, yeah, things are a little weak overseas. He said, but it's not that bad here in the U.S. In the U.S., consumer is in great shape. That's what he had to say. That's the kind of stuff you want to hear. And they didn't bring their numbers down. And so I think that's good. So, you know, we got out of the gates strong today. And I think, you know, again, tomorrow and then obviously Thursday and Friday, you want to see a continuation of this as we go into the weekend. But then, too, the backdrop behind all of this, you know, we got some positive reports out of, you know, with this Brexit deal, where it looks like we're going to get a pretty good draft agreement between the UK and the European Union that might work. And that's good news. And I tell you, the thing that excites me about that really quick is that, you know, you talk about trade and all this and that. Well, as soon as this Brexit thing is done, it looks to me that Boris Johnson and President Trump are going to do a pretty darn sweetheart type deal, a trade deal, that's going to really rock the world of some of these European governments like Germany and France and others. They're going to sit back and say, wow, that's a pretty powerful trade deal right there. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of those countries deal with the U.S. Once this Brexit thing is done, just because of things like that, you know. So anyway, all in all, a good day. It's what we had hoped we would see, and I'm heartened by it, you know. So
it's all good. I love to see, and yet I look at the headlines. They're having another clown car debate in Ohio tonight. Is it?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not sure.
Which communist would you like to elect for our next president? And they've got Pocahontas and Bernie and Joe Biden all with clown makeup on. Amazing. Just amazing. How do you go before the American people and say, we can't have a thriving economy? We cannot have your individual income increasing without taking more of it?
They know they are really, really climbing a tall mountain here to try to unseat him. They're going to throw everything they can at him. Everything from impeachment, which, just quickly on that, the irony, you know, with Hunter Biden stepping down and then Joe saying, this is my son, you know, I didn't tell him to do this. This is just speaks right to the character of who he is. And I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable, you know, that they actually think the American people are really that stupid.
They do.
They really do. And then you see that report, that article that I emailed you,
yes,
which speaks exactly to what, you know, you and I have been talking about, that if the economy is still humming along about a year from now, it's just going to be impossible to unseat him. And, you know, those statistics that were cited in that article, and for people who didn't see it, it basically was a report put out by Moody's where they used three different sort of back-testing models to predict, you know, whether or not a president will get reelected. And it's been infallible for the last almost 40 years, I think, except for one time it was off. And they basically, in all three of the different models, they say that it will most likely, if the economy is the same as it is today, it will most likely lead to a landslide victory.
You would hope.
That was basically the summary of the article.
It's encouraging because, as you say, they're throwing everything at him. Nothing will stick. And I think people are finally waking up to the fact that this is, before we talked to you, I mentioned when we were speaking with David Blackman last hour about trying to sell us we were in a recession when we weren't. You know, this is they're willing to damage the lives of millions of people in this country to hold on to their power. This is getting scary that they are so, and now they're not even, there's no pretense that it's, you know, an investigation based on anything than a quest and a hunger for power. And God help us if we reward them for that. Wow,
I know.
That sounded pretty intelligent, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, well, I thought it did.
I get one out every once in a while. It's an accident. Friends, what I recommend, you know, and I went through this a long time ago. I was kind of on the outside looking in because I was rebuilding my life and career, and I really didn't have extra money for anything. But when you are living comfortably, if you take a look at your budget, you will find places here and there where you can set aside a few bucks and start it growing into a nest egg. This is the one thing I missed out. So I urge those of you who are in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it's never too late. But I know some people that got into that good habit at an earlier age and have made themselves not only just comfortable, but you want to know that nest egg is there because you never know what life is going to throw at you. You know, the world can be full of surprises. It's nice to know you have something to fall back on. So call Brandt and have a sit down and discuss your future and where you would like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, or further down the road, and how McDonald and Hagen can help you accomplish those goals. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094. Brandt, I hope we have another green conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting every day. We're going to have a lot of different things to talk about. So, yeah, I'm with you.
We appreciate it, my friend.
Absolutely.
By the way, sometimes Brandt joins us at Bomb Hours on Wednesday nights, along with Morris and some of our other great sponsors. But tomorrow night at Bomb Hours after the show, we hope you'll come and join us and welcome JT and Leanne to the Blue Water family. And we had them on the show with us on Friday afternoon. They're just awesome people. So much, yes. And two of the night, I could never, ever bring myself to say anything. They're just fantastic. So it's nice to have them on board with us, and we hope you'll help us celebrate their arrival here. It's 523.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right. The Democrats are full of shaving cream. This Hunter Biden thing, oh my God, it's just, it's disgusting. ABC, has all of this stuff that the president's done, has it affected your sobriety? Really, ABC? You're asking this twerp that? They didn't fact check one thing about his claims. But I got his dad here in the sound system saying about how he bullied the Ukrainian government into dropping an investigation of Hunter. I got news for you. This being true, that those are not the acts of a truly sober person. And I hate to say that. By the way, your Supreme Court, allegedly conservative, refused to take the case of a teacher forcing a Christian student to voice Islamic prayers. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that when we... That bothers me, that the Supreme Court didn't...
Yeah, I would have gotten up and walked out.
Yeah. We need some affirmation on that. 524.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are on I-85 headed to the I-85-65 interchange through downtown, it is stop and go at places. There is no accidents, but it is just very, very heavy traffic this afternoon. If you're on 65 exiting to I-85 to swing through the city, it's going to be a bit of a slow go until you get to about Ann Street and Perry Hill. I-65 northbound to Prattville, busy this afternoon. The boulevard is very busy from Highway 331 all the way up past Norman Bridge, Woodley Road, all the way to Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard intersection. Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway, always busy and giving folks heartburn on a daily basis out that way. Drive carefully and buckle up. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There you go.
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the game is the name game. Karen Kimball, we're waiting for you at 396-5477. You have just 34 minutes to call us at that number, so you're entered in the drawing for the $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall, including At Home and Foot Locker. That's Karen Kimball. You have till 6 to call us at 396-5477. Good luck. In the name game, go to newstalk931.com to get your name in.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Well, there's your Democratic Party theme song. And it's also the theme song for our in-studio computer, because it won't let me look up certain websites. Not for those, not that kind of website. Good, clean websites. I'm trying to get this story I mentioned just before the break. The U.S. Supreme Court today declined to take on the case of a public school teacher who required her students to recite the Islamic conversion prayer or receive a failing grade. The Thomas More Law Center is defending Kelly Wood, a Christian student in the 11th grade at La Plata High School in La Plata, Maryland. She refused to deny her faith, quote, by making a written profession of the Muslim conversion prayer known as the Shahada. There is no God by Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, Thomas More said. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the teacher did not violate the Establishment Clause. Really? Really?
If they had done that and made her recite the salvation prayer, it'd have been all over the news.
And we all know how that would have worked out in court.
Exactly.
Too. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable, the protection given to one group. Would it also been forced to view a series of Islam-promoting PowerPoint slides, including one casting aspersions on Christians that said, quote, most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian.
Not true.
You know, I've been saying this almost since the first week I was here in town. I don't know what the problem is or what prevents it from happening. But I don't even know if there's a coalition of Christian churches, but there better damn well be, or you will be out of business quickly. This is what's going on. The same group, the same ideology that not only killed thousands of Americans on 9/11, but thousands after who were poisoned trying to help out, enjoy this protection. Like, maybe if we bend over in what, you know, for this one group, we won't have to worry about other consequences. This is garbage. The chief counsel for Thomas More said he's not aware of any public school which has forced a Muslim student to write the Lord's Prayer, for God so loved the world, etc. And not to diminish that, I'm trying to encapsulate this.
Right.
Under the pretext of teaching history or social studies, public schools across America are promoting the religion of Islam in ways that would never be tolerated for Christianity or any other religion.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. It's disappointing the Supreme Court did not take this opportunity to clarify the test which lower courts should use when ruling on Establishment Clause and free speech challenges to public school classes on religion. So, in other words, if you wear a shirt with a cross or anything that promotes Christianity, they'll send your ass home from school. But in the meantime, they're compelling you to learn all about Islam. Why is this? Where are the engaged parents?
Not just learn about Islam, recite the conversion prayer. That's taking it to a whole different level.
More, the lawyer who's representing the student, contends the school first violated the First Amendment's establishment and free speech clauses when it ordered her to do an assignment she could not complete without violating her Christian beliefs. The teacher gave her a failing grade. The center explained that Wood believes it's a sin to profess the existence of any other God but the Christian God. And it's not like she's in the classroom advocating for her own faith. She just declined to speak to another that she doesn't believe in.
Exactly.
Last I checked, this country was founded on religious freedom. The school's Islamic indoctrination also included Islam at heart is a peaceful religion. Well, why do we have to say the words Islam at heart? Why do we have to put that disclaimer in front of it's a peaceful religion? Jihad is a personal struggle and devotion to Islam, especially involving spiritual discipline. Oh, and the willingness to kill yourself and anybody else you can take out at the same time. This is the biggest pile of bullshit right here. This and all these hoaxes and this deep state stuff. I should do this earlier in the show. But that's incredibly disheartening, especially for those of us who lived under the illusion that the Supreme Court was conservative. Apparently not.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, 85 and 65. The interchange is a mess right now. We have an accident southbound on I-85 at Forest Hill and Mulberry. That's causing a backup back to the Cloverleaf. If you are headed to the I-65-85 interchange on 85 to merge to go north to Prattville, it's a crawl. And when you merge, it's going to still be a crawl across the Alabama River Bridge up past the Northern Boulevard. Just a mess. Slow down. Avoid that area if all possible this afternoon. Taylor Road is still stacked up. It's busy everywhere in Montgomery. Just drive carefully this afternoon and take a couple of antacids and relax. You'll get home eventually. Just look at it that way and it'll brighten your afternoon. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Last call for Karen Kimball in the name game contest. Karen, call us by 6 at 396-5477 so you're eligible to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
American heritage is in our blood. Training horses, working cattle. Quality comes first in everything we do. We pride ourselves in hard work and perseverance. And for generations, we've been wearing Justin Boots, a brand that began in America and remains in America. With styles handcrafted in the USA, they're as committed to country and quality as we are. Our work, it's not a job, it's a way of life. American-made Justin Boots at Boot Barn. Welcome home.
Prepare your vehicle for the weather ahead during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on batteries and accessories. Plus, save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. In Montgomery, provisional ballots are being counted and certified today by the Board of Registrar's Office in hopes to determine the winner of the City Council District 3 race. Incoming Tracy Larkin and Marsha Johnson each took 50% of the vote. Larkin is in the lead by 8 votes. Plus, Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the kidnapping case involving 3-year-old Camille McKinney. McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party in Birmingham on Saturday. Birmingham police have 2 people of interest in custody. And in tonight's City Council meeting in Montgomery, 2 popular topics are being discussed. An ordinance for panhandling and also a funding agreement between the City of Montgomery and the Montgomery County Community District for a Whitewater Park. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain, and this is great news in the middle of a drought. Periods of rain and maybe a couple of thunderstorms continues in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers would be mainly morning and midday. Then the strong cold front moves through. Breezy, cooler later. Jacket weather returning Wednesday and Thursday night with low temperatures in the upper 40s. Thursday's high 72. Risk of more showers over the upcoming weekend as we watch the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One of the fastest growing professions for women, truck driving. Salary, opportunity, and women can do it. This is the song William B. mentioned earlier in the show. To all our truckers, men and women, thank you.
Women driving trucks, 'cause there is good pay. We cruise down the road all night and day. We got our trucker hats and we're overweight. Women driving trucks, 'cause there is good pay. 'Cause I'm supporting my kids, a mother trucker, eating beef jerky at every dinner. Hit up a rest stop to take a shower. I'm supporting my kids, a mother trucker. 'Cause we're women driving trucks for the pay. I'm a girl in a trucker hat with a Monster energy drink, and my armpits kinda stink. All these women step on the gas, honk the horn as we pass. Oh Lord, have mercy, we're hauling ass. Ain't nothing about it, look, we're women driving trucks.
And again, thank you to all truck drivers for your service to us. It is 5:43. I got to get back on, get back to some lighter stuff. Between that Supreme Court ruling on, again, if, in case you missed it, a Christian student refused to recite an Islamic prayer in a public school, and she got a failing grade. So the Thomas More Law Center went to work on her behalf, and the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. Again, if you are a Christian and you are part of a church, you should begin active getting, organized and becoming activists. Because you just heard today the Supreme Court's not going to protect you. You failed in a class because you don't want to recite an Islamic prayer? Why do they get these special protections? Somebody answer that for me.
They shouldn't.
I'm tired of hearing the religion of peace and all this propaganda. In case you hadn't heard it, this was our most electrifying story of the day. Megyn Kelly returning to Fox News. But it's just a one-night stand.
Yes!
With Tucker Carlson. It'll be her first TV appearance since she left NBC last year, and her first time at Fox since she left in 2017. And look, we all know that she got, $60 million?
Yeah, I mean,
an enormous amount of money, enough money to last her life for the next 15 generations
and her
kids,
of
Megyn Kelly's. But it's, you know, at the bottom of it all, that's nice, but that's not what drives her or anybody else that's in that particular business. She's on the outside looking in, and that stinks. But you know why she's on the outside looking in?
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because she made some stupid mistakes. Some really stupid mistakes. Of course, so did NBC. Anyway, there's no word on her turning up anywhere. And I think after NBC got stuck with that tab, I think it may be a while before any network reaches
out
there. And I'll tell you something else. It won't be for $15 million a year.
No.
Do I have the audio on this? A guy calls 911 because his roommate stole $20 worth of his weed. Yeah. This is the world we live in, folks. Just going through the leftovers at the end of the day to see if we missed something in this onslaught. Can't tell that story in front of Rosie. I'm going to look for the audio on that. We could do a pizza place pop quiz or a pizza place conundrum. I'm going to give you a number here. It's something that we spend $2,429 on every year. The average American spends $2,429 on. Think about that, and when we come back from this brief break, we'll let you know what it is and what people are spending the money on. And Discount Dracula will pay us a visit before the end of the show as well. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK brings 75 years of experience to the table with each and every client, each every patient. Whatever the need is, whether it's for glasses, contact lenses, and of course, LASIK. Nobody has more experience than Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. A practice that was launched at the end of World War II and has seen the advent of all these revolutionary vision assistance innovations. Now with LASIK and a procedure that's really become so cost affordable. If you need a little help, they've got care credit for qualified customers. But what you also need to know is that you have to see the refractive surgery counselor to find out if LASIK will fix your vision issue. And that's a simple phone call to 271-3804. 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and the incredible team behind this diamond business, 75 years, go to onlinemep.com. That's the word, onlinemep.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still having a little bit of a problem on I-85 southbound. This is going to be at the Forest Hills Mulberry exit. We have an accident right there, but traffic seems to be moving pretty well. The 65-85 interchange is cleared up just a bit. There's still some congestion out of Montgomery on 65 to Prattville. Atlanta Highway busy in pockets all the way from downtown outbound. Taylor Road still stacked up a little bit, and there's a slowdown on I-85 as you pass Taylor Road. Drive carefully this afternoon. You'll make it home before you know it. Buckle up and stay safe out there. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday, $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. All right, let's see. It's hard to believe we're halfway through October already.
I know it.
Before the break, I mentioned a number to you and promptly lost the copy. I don't read copy. I ad-lib the copy based on information I have here. And it was an amount of money that we spend every year, the average American spends every year on, oh, here it is, $2,429. I don't know what you guessed because this isn't really a contest, but that's what we spend on impulse purchases every year. And we regret a lot of them.
Most of them.
It's about that. Adds up to about $200 a month. The top website for impulse purchasing, Amazon. Jeff Bezos thanks you. The five most common impulse purchases made are clothing. I would never buy clothing online. If I can't try it on, or shoes. Well, unless I know it's like, if it's my favorite flip-flops, those I know. So I order another pair. But you can't tell what a shirt feels like by looking at it online. Other purchases, drinks at bars that, hey, I got this one, I got this round. Jewelry, gadgets, video games, and event tickets are all part of the top 10 impulse purchases. 3 out of 4 people in the study reject or regret the impulse buys. And it only takes an average of 9 hours before you start feeling guilty about an impulse purchase you made and came to regret. 56% of us have hidden an impulse purchase from our family or friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if some of these impulses involve naughty things. I'm just openly speculating. You know what you should do? If you feel compelled to make an impulse purchase, go to Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they got a big, it's practical, but it's not ostentatious, but a practical building with aisles and aisles and aisles of all types of furniture and furniture choices. And that's what you want. Stella is our friend at Kaiser. Stella, if you know specifically what you want to see, or the situation you're trying to address, see Stella, because she can, like, we needed a recliner. And before we knew it, Stella had 10 separate recliners to look at, all within our cheap budget. Well, we wanted a nice one, but, you know, we're like you. We want to save when we can. And we got exactly what we wanted at a great price and had it delivered. In addition to that, I was quite happy when Stella, when she was writing up the bill, said, you know, you only pay 8.5% sales tax here instead of 10 because we're outside the Montgomery jurisdiction for tax. So you save there as well. But you know what? Stella's so nice. Everybody there is just terrific people. So when you have furniture need, remember Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway as you're going north on 231 right before you get to the Aw-Shucks Oyster Bar.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still having a little bit of a problem on I-85 southbound. This is going to be at the Forest Hills Mulberry exit. We have an accident right there, but traffic seems to be moving pretty well. The 65-85 interchange has cleared up just a bit. There's still some congestion out of Montgomery on 65 to Prattville. Atlanta Highway busy in pockets all the way from downtown outbound. Taylor Road still stacked up a little bit, and there's a slowdown on I-85 as you pass Taylor. Wheeler Road. Drive carefully this afternoon. You'll make it home before you know it. Buckle up and stay safe out there. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday, $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army, Air Force, Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
American heritage is in our blood. Training horses, working cattle. Quality comes first in everything we do. We pride ourselves in hard work and perseverance. And for generations, we've been wearing Justin boots, a brand that began in America and remains in America. With styles handcrafted in the USA, they're as committed to country and quality as we are. Our work, it's not a job, it's a way of life. American-made Justin boots at Boot Barn. Welcome home.
O'Reilly.
Prepare your vehicle for the weather ahead during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on batteries and accessories. Plus, save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right. Right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Rosie, thank you for a great afternoon. I'm sorry about the stupid reading idea. That was dumb.